So I'm going to take you through an exercise. This is actually twofold. This is to support the expo, but it's also to give you a chance to practice. I mean, nobody in here but me should have a real agenda with the expo. Only my conflicting beliefs would affect it. So this is a way for you to practice. So the expo is a big event of collaboration and connection. So there are about, right now there's about 60 people involved. Okay, 60 people who are committed to sharing their knowledge, their skills, and to meeting other people in the metaphysical community and making this a safe, fun weekend for everybody. Okay, so can you picture that pretty well?
Yeah.
All right, so now I want to invite you to imagine. It's a hotel room. There'll be big round tables with white tablecloths. And there'll be 10 settings at a table, big round table with 10 people. And so if you could just imagine in a way that feels good in your body, sounds of good conversation around lunch. You know how you hear silverware tinking, ice in the glass, silverware being put down, maybe a chair, maybe a little bit of laughter over here, maybe a... Oh my, over there. See if you can't, with your mind, just play. Let me grab my. I'm going to give you a real lesson in visualizing today, apparently. Okay, so this is pretty benign for everybody, I would think, unless you have an attachment to... Okay, hold on. Okay, so I challenge you for 1 minute. That's 60 seconds. Does that sound okay? To just see how much good feeling you can create in your body. And how do you know if you're really doing it? Your face will smile. Okay? If you create enough feeling and enough imagination, your face will smile. All right? So,
don't start at this.
Yeah.
I'd like to add that, you know, one of the things you can hear is that you can hear people saying, I am so glad I came. I can't believe I have been wondering how to fix this. All this time, and this is so easy.
Yeah, but that'll be later. For lunch, you're just overhearing happy lunch sounds. You're hearing about 240 people enjoying their being very fully present. You're not hearing cell phones go off. You're not hearing texting. You're actually hearing human interaction in a pleasant way. Okay? All right, ready? So just 1 minute. So play with... And this is your imagination. Have fun. Are there chandeliers? What's the lighting in the room? What's the temperature? Is the seat cushy beneath your butt? Are you there or are you just peeking in from the ceiling? What do people's faces look like? Do you visually see things or do you hear things? Is there a lot of chatter? Or does it come and go in waves? Can you imagine the energy of the room? Is it an energy you would like to invite into your body? Do you hear people saying thank you? And you did it. That was 1 minute. How did that feel? Okay, because that was pretty benign. When you start adding in a little more, it gets a little trickier. Okay, so now I would like to ask you to do as Mindy said and start seeing people saying, wow, I'm glad I came, pretending you're there. And you can actually physically be there or you can be just peeking in like a ghost, hanging out, checking it all up. You can be from a view from above or you can be actually walking around. Or you can be part of it, whatever you want. It's your imagination. You get to play however you want. So imagine people, the people who participated and the people who came that didn't know in the beginning. Imagine these people all like, wow, this is the day flew by. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to tell my friend about this. What else? Oh, I'm sorry, the weekend's over. I hope they do this again. I'm so glad I was here. Anything along that line. Okay? Ready? So right now, picture people expressing gratitude, delight. You can just feel all that connection. And what it is that you're tuning into is the vibration of giving and receiving. People exchanging smiles and information. Imagine how people are standing and walking and talking. Do you hear a lot of laughter? And anything that feels good to you, really breathe it into your body. Okay, now I'm going to ask you to stay in this state, and I'm going to have you expand this out. Now imagine you paid to be there, either as a participant or a guest. And now I want you to spend the next 50 seconds imagining that you have received more than you could have imagined. And see if this is as easy for you. Wow, you're really glad you came. God, you would have paid twice that amount to be here. If you would have known it was so good, you would have dragged along a few more family members and friends. Now, as you're imagining your experience, tune in. Does your heart feel open and soft? Is your throat comfortable and your belly soft? Can you imagine that you're the one receiving? Okay, there you go. Okay, so come back to me. How'd you do when it was personalized? Could you do it as well?
I heard myself say, I've got to get out of my cave more. That's incredible.
That's pretty good. Did some of you find, though, that the minute it was very personal, you had a few discordant thoughts? Or it was harder to hold it that long?
No.
No? You all did good? Okay, that's great. So now I invite you to go back to what it was your desire before we tapped. Okay, and if you need help on how to visualize it, let me know and I'll help you. Okay, so my visualization for the expo would be people at the end of the weekend saying, I cannot thank you enough. Sign me up for next year. You are doing this again. I'm thrilled. It was better than I expected. That kind of thing. You know, I'm hearing people want more is my ultimate visualization for a successful event for everybody there. So that would be mine. Does somebody have one they want to share?
Yeah, I would say that I brought three of my best friends because we always do everything together. And next year I'm also bringing somebody. We're coming back and I'm bringing more people. That way you've got a really big crowd in the get-go. Everybody's coming in twos and threes and or whatever, and get
there. And you're seeing that for you, or?
No, for your expo. For everybody that buys a ticket. They're buying, you know, people are buying tickets together. They're saying, I'm coming on both days, and I'm bringing three of my best friends.
Yeah, and you have to pick something that you can resonate with.
I can.
So, oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I have, you know, my three best friends, we talk about everything together. And we had just been thinking about some of this, one of us brought it up and the others resonated to it. Let's go see what it's about. Let's go together so we'll have something to, so we'll all get different perspectives. We'll all see. We'll grab different business cards. Like when I picture going to the expo and grabbing everybody's business cards and listening and hearing as much as I can, and then when the expo's over, I'm calling, making appointments,
Awesome.
Checking out
all the different things.
Yeah, absolutely, and seeing what I resonate to and seeing who I'm going to. Because this is so easy, so simple.
Okay. All right, anybody else have a desire they're working on they want to share? Okay, so how do you create that feeling place?
Just like, I'm clear about what opportunities I want. Like, I just want to
okay.
where I can live purposefully my life.
Well, this is how you get clarity. So this is a really good way to play with this, and then we can tap for what comes up.
So I'm inviting opportunities that allow me to live my life and enjoy my my gifts and talents.
Okay, so that's two different things.
Okay.
Inviting opportunities is one vibration, and living your purpose passionately is a different vibration.
Okay.
So.
Do both, like, so
actually, you don't have to do both. Okay. If you practice the vibration of living purposefully, so for you, think of a teaching moment that was awesome. Think of when somebody was like, you know, because you're the teacher, I got it. And feel that. And when you enlarge that vibration consistently and regularly, the opportunities, of course, will show up. So, like, you know, before I was tapping, how could I ever visualize tapping? I mean, who could visualize tapping? I mean, really. So, you know, the feeling place I held was one of sharing information, of feeling good with other people, interacting with them. Okay? So, what you do is you find a feeling place of the past that you can relate to and expand that out. Does that help a little bit? And again, you'll know you're doing it really well if your face responds. If you can't, if your face won't naturally, spontaneously smile, yeah, you're not there. Because think about it, when you feel good, you smile. At least a little bit. Your face softens. If you're doing this, yeah, you're not feeling it. Okay? All right, so go back to a feeling of when you felt purposeful. And we've all had those at some point. You either created the perfect party for somebody, or you got the best gift for somebody, or you gave somebody information that really helped them. That's purposeful. Anybody else have one? Yeah.
I just have something, too. I'm feeling like, I don't know, I feel like I'm just falling asleep while we're doing this.
Yeah, you're not. It's okay.
Well, I'm not?
No.
I'm like, okay.
It's the energy in the room.
I had the energy before, and I'm just like, I guess I got so relaxed. Just something.
Yeah, no, it's the energy in the room, and you won't remember everything. You won't remember everything, but it's okay, because as we're doing this together in this space, it's going to really help you in the new year with this. Okay, so who else has something they're creating?
Yeah, like I'm planning on creating big in 2012. I mean, I can feel it, but... You know, I'm working on seeing it and feeling it, but I'd like to go further tonight to see if it's there.
Okay, so you don't have to see it. You just got to practice feeling it. So what does big mean to you? What would you feel in big?
What would I feel? Energized.
Good. Energized. What else? Gratitude.
Gratitude. Excited. I'm picturing artwork everywhere.
Okay.
I get really high when I get in that. It's like a natural aphrodisiac when I'm in that mode.
Okay, so if you can pull that feeling into your body in this room, we're going to do it for like a minute. That's all you would need to practice.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anybody else got one?
It's about coming to a decision about stuff I was trying to come to.
Okay, so you wouldn't play with coming to a decision. You would play with the feeling place of already decided. Like,
like I have the knowledge, and then I have the intuition.
Like it's behind you.
I know it. I've got it. I've got that.
Nope, you're still in front of it. Go behind it. It's complete.
Okay.
Wow, that was easier than I thought. Ah, hindsight, it's like, makes perfect sense. That was so easy. Just, it's a completion feeling. If you're having trouble getting there, think of something in the past that you completed. That felt good, not something that felt bad.
So it's mostly about being completed, not about the feeling of knowing that it was great for you and that it came together. And
yeah, you can go into that.
But it's done and it was great.
It's done. You want that feeling of it's, wow, it's done. It's complete. It's whole. I feel good about how this wrapped up. I can celebrate this.
It was a good decision.
I can share this. Love the way it looks. You always want to get into the feeling place of the accomplishment of what you desire.
Perspective.
That's how you create the feeling. And then things will line up for you.
Can we throw a fun one in there? Mm-hmm. The feeling place of being with an amazing mate or partner.
Well, I assure you this. If you practice your feeling of bigness with all the components that you mentioned, many people will be attracted to you.
Okay, so I just need to stick with that one. Don't worry about the. I think we could get
tanned. And the reason I'm instructing you this to get really clear on one feeling place.
Okay.
Because if you get really good at one good feeling place, things will start moving very quickly. What we tend to do as humans is get busy with the mind, and we bring in all these little pieces. Mm-hmm. Well, every time you bring in a new piece, that just goes off into a tangent, and there are so many limitations you can have around that.
Pick one
feeling place. You know, when I was feeling, service really makes me happy. I mean, I even loved it when I was a waitress. Don't want to go back to that, thank you, but I did love it. I was born for service. I did not picture you guys. I didn't picture a weekly event. You know, I pictured the feeling of being in service and loving it and having it received. So I limited that, and then everything else comes. It's really interesting, the throat stuff today.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anybody want me to turn the fan on?
Okay, so I'm trying to get you down to the bare bones of this, because what I want to use it for today with the tapping is, when you're practicing with clarity, one feeling, accomplishment, bigness, expansion, sharing. Yours is very expansive sharing. When you're doing that and you practice with the timer, you'll see what comes up and we'll tap on that for you. But if you pick too many moving components, you won't be able to drill in as quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anybody else have something they want to work on? You pick chickens.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have one. I'm setting up an appointment with a couple of the officials of the city of Sugar Land for a project I want to bring to the city.
So really good feeling for that is confidence.
Oh, absolutely.
Being received, being accepted, you can...
Homework done, have answers for everything, the vibration in the room, they're attracted to that because it feels so good and they can't believe they never thought of it.
And so for you to take that to the next level would be to really picture heart-to-heart connections in the room. And that something bigger than you is going on, because you've already got the basics. Okay, so that's a really good one. It's a really good one. Just remember not to go into the story. Go into the feeling. Okay? What were you going to say, Chanel?
I've been using this one affirmation for the past 2 days, and every time I use it, I feel really happy about it. So can I use that for the feeling place?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm here to experience outrageous joy. And every time I say that, like, everything falls to the side, and I immediately feel like, okay, all the other things are not important. It's important just to feel joy, and how can I enjoy this moment? And it's just the thought makes me smile. Yeah.
And what you want is to feel your body smiling, your cells, your heart. Yeah. So, and if you can hold that for 1 minute,
so
the things you really want will come.
Acquire all the opportunities that I'm seeking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be connected with opportunities. It can just...
No, because the minute you connect it with opportunities, your mind's like, what?
Yeah, like, you know...
What? Define that. Define it. I need the definition. This is about feeling.
Okay.
So the less story you have, the better.
Oh, thank you. You just sound like yourself.
Okay, so everybody else have something they want to work on? Okay, so you're going for the feeling, not the story, the feeling. All right, so you ready? Take a breath. And go into your feeling place. That what you desire has already happened. And this is the feeling place of it. And expand that. How do you feel it in your body? Consciously feel it in the physical body. Do you feel taller? Okay, and there you are in a minute. So how do we do? Okay, so there's a piece for you to really notice that for you, outrageous joy is very linked to gratitude. So that one really makes it easy. Whenever you're grateful for something, expand it out immediately. Okay, that's an awesome one.
I felt the gratitude as well. It was like the first thing that came up. I was just so...
That's a very high vibration, gratitude and appreciation. Anybody else? Did anybody have trouble doing a whole minute? Anybody get a negative thought, or was it tough?
I felt like I'm trying to embrace like love and stop isolating so much. So I'm trying to picture the feeling of being loved and the feeling of being like, trusting others and having a good circle around me. But I felt like I was like this.
Mm-hmm.
Put together one of like, instead of embracing it and trusting it, I wanted to.
Okay, so that means it's.
They don't mess with me.
Yeah, so that means it's too big. It's too big, there's too many pieces there. So leave the other people out. What if you were encased in loving yourself? What if the love was all about you, right there in you? And once you practice that for a while, actually you'll be surprised what really starts happening. But that way you're not bringing in the component of having to trust other people. Because real love isn't about trusting. Because I can assure you that every human will let you down and disappoint you. Mm-hmm. That's a given. So it's not really about trusting them. It's all about trusting yourself to be loved. So how can you feel the feeling of amazing love just with yourself? Easy places to start, pets. A happy memory of something playful when you were a child. You know? And so that's where you start. And then as you build that vibration, you'll be able to expand. Okay, energy, thought, and vibration attracts more of the same. So you start in a place where there's no room for failure. And when you get good at practicing that, you'll be able to expand it. And then when you get good at that, you'll be able to expand it a little bit more. And when you get good at that, all of a sudden you're going to start magnetizing things to you. Okay? Yes?
I had an interesting experience because initially the thought was losing weight. But when you talk about putting your feeling in this spot, the whole focus changed to accomplishment. Fortunate to publish in medical journals. I'm working on my second article. And it's extremely, this one's very challenging. So but it's amazing because I'm, so anyway, it shifted. I shifted. Go in there. I mean, there are a couple of things I was thinking about when I got.
shifted from weight loss to
I'm so glad you brought that up. Okay, so this is how vibrational law really works. It doesn't matter what you pick to be happy about. If you pick a joy, if you can really tune into a joyous vibration for you, and not push it to where you end up in that isolated field, you will attract more. You've already, Abraham's languaging, you've already sent rockets of desire out. It's just a matter of letting them come back. Okay? So if you, whatever you can find to be blissful with, you'll start seeing magic happen. So let me give you the catch 22 of this. The minute you're measuring it, timing it, you're in the opposite vibration. So that's the driving of the brake on. Accelerate really quick. Slam those brakes.